Judgment Day in the Gospel of Matthew. In 90 CE, the Sanhedrin adds the Birkat Hominim, blessing on the heretics, to synagogue services. It is a curse on heretics. For the apostates let there be no hope. And uproot the kingdom of arrogance, speedily and in our days. May the Nazarenes and the sectarians perish as in a moment. Let them be blotted out of the book of life. And not be written together with the righteous. You are praised, O Lord, who subdues the arrogant. The Sanhedrin also revised the canon of authorized books of Jewish scriptures. The books of Daniel, Esther, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Chronicles were added. Once canonized, the scrolls could be copied by scribes and distributed to synagogues throughout the diaspora lands without the risk of altering the Hebrew text. They also excluded a number of other writings that were popular and most likely were being read at the temple and synagogues. The Pharisees had always controlled the new Sanhedrin. However, it is important to understand that there were sects within the Pharisees that ranged from being doves, men of peace, to hawks, men of war. Emperor Vespasian chose a man of peace to create the new Sanhedrin. But, in 90 CE it appears that the hawks had gained control. The book of Matthew is the most Jewish gospel of all, and it is written to all men of peace, not just members of the Jesus movement. It clearly challenges the Birkat Hominim, blessing on the heretics, by presenting a very different standard to judge groups by. This standard was established at the time the heavens and earth were created. It is found in Matthew 25:31-46. When the Son of Man comes in his glory with all the angels accompanying him, then he will sit on his throne of glory. All nations will be gathered before him. He will separate them one from another, just like a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will make the sheep stand on his right side, and the goats on the left. Then the king will speak to those standing on his right side, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you gave me hospitality. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you cared for me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." Then the loyal and faithful ones will answer him, "Master, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and provide you with hospitality or naked and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?" The king will answer and say to them, "Amen. I tell you, in so far as you helped one of the humblest of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did it to me." And the king will say to the unloyal and unfaithful ones standing on his left side, "Go away from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire which has been prepared for the devil and his angels. I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not offer hospitality for me, naked, and you did not clothe me, sick and in prison, and you did not come to help me." Then they themselves will answer, "Master, when did we see you hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not provide care for you?" Then the king will answer them, "Amen. I tell you, in so far as you failed to help one of the humblest of my brothers and sisters, you did not do it to me." The unloyal and unfaithful ones will go away into everlasting punishment, but the loyal and faithful ones will go into eternal life. All nations will be judged, not sects or individuals within nations. Israel and the Roman Empire will be judged by the same standard. They will be judged by whether they helped the humblest of their brothers and sisters. Everyone is judged by whether they are loyal and faithful or unloyal and unfaithful. They are not judged by whether they are right or wrong. They are judged by their actions, not their beliefs. The loyal and faithful did actions that made it possible for them to enter eternal life. The standard in this parable is the alliance the Creator made with all humans. It is found in the stories in the first 10 chapters of Genesis. References to it are found Mark, Luke, Acts, Matthew, and even the Gospel of John 5:26-29, for as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth those who have done good, to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil, to the resurrection of condemnation. I encourage you to listen to the audio of this email. I will write about the alliance in my next email. Shalom. Jim Myers, President. Biblical Heritage Center, Inc.